This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In between poor and rich are emerging market countries, including South Africa, where the country is at the brink of having its government debt downgraded to junk status. This month, Fitch cut that country's debt rating to its lowest investment grade level, and that was before South African President Jacob Zuma abruptly fired his finance minister this week. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at new troubles for Africa's second largest economy.
South Africa has a lot of things going for it. It's an advanced, largely industrialized economy on land loaded with minerals. But here comes the but.
Last year, they had platinum strike for a long period of time, over 5 months.
Ravia Bhatia is with Standard & Poor's.
And this year, now they've had electricity shortages and very poor growth.
Commodity prices have plummeted, slowdowns in China and Europe have hammered exports, and the government doesn't have a sound economic policy, says Daniel Silk. He's the director of the Political Futures Consultancy based in Cape Town. He says, look at the finance minister's removal.
This is the shortest ever term of office for a finance minister in recent history, and it also points to disagreements at the highest level over the way forward for the South African economy.
In other words, some of South Africa's headwinds are international, largely out of its control, but others are of its own making. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.